Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
A little live call of the day today, BT. Today's call of the day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Tom calling from East Meadow. What's up, Tom?
Hey there, BT, Sal, and Hoff, the big pick leader.
Yes.
Great. Congratulations, Hoff, last week. No offense, BT, you got to get your stuff together.
Man. I'm trying, buddy. I just don't pull a Rozier if it means I'm going to start winning.
I'm one of those anal people that write the picks down just for fun.
God.
And no, I do. It's just for fun.
I've been doing it. You should. I mean, yeah. We want you to play along with
all
us.
All good.
Exactly. But Hoff, you read them all up so fast, I couldn't even write them down for
Oh,
God's
sake. Okay. Gotcha.
And you never even recapped them, my brother.
I never do. But here, I'll do it just for you.
You've recapped them before,
all right,
my friend.
Here you go, Tom. Listen up. He usually does recap. You're right. He all did right. speed through them this
yes,
week.
I know he does, dude. I listen to you guys every day.
Yeah, we nice. Appreciate that. Go ahead,
San
Alex.
Francisco plus 2.5 at Houston.
Wrong.
Tampa Bay minus 4.5 at New Orleans. Two
right,
for two.
Bucks minus 4.5.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Write that down.
I know I got a Cincy.
Yeah, we're going with Cincy,
minus six and a half.
Versus the Jets. And, of course, you got to put this one down, 4-for-4. Giants, plus 7.5 at Philly, but I'm taking Philly straight up money line.
Okay, All right. It was so darn forsaken quick, I was like, come on, bro.
Yeah, we got to clean that up with Hoff.
Well, by the way, Tommy, if that happens again, if Hoff is a little bit too quick with the words, and all three of us have a tendency to speak really fast, so... we have this thing called the Free Odyssey app. So rather than
good
wasting
point.
3 minutes on the air reciting what we just did, you can go check it out.
I was just going to say, if you did it right the first time, Hoff, we wouldn't have had to have done that again. We got to clean that up a little bit. I will say, though, BT, I think you're getting a bad rap here. Not that I need to stick up for you. 8-13 on the year is not...
I hear you.
Like, that's probably par for the course for most... come on, nobody wins at this.
They make it seem like I'm 2-19.
Correct. Well, because of the points, your biggest bugaboo is that you throw away those 5 points.
I do it every year.
With the Jets specifically.
Well, listen, the first couple I picked the Jets, and then I realized the Jets aren't good, and the reality hits me, and I start going the other way, and it's too late.
Also, the Giants this year, they've had two major upsets, and then the one game that they should have won, they lost. So like that, those are 15 points potentially right there. But the 8-13, not bad overall. And Hoff, prior to hitting 4 in a row this last week, he was 10-12 on the year, which is it's fine, it's good, but now he's 14-12 after 4-0. 1 week can change a lot of things. Point total, you got to score some points, and those fivers they add up. You got the Turkey Day teaser coming up. We got 35 points.
You have
there.
To motivate. I know we got a lot. Listen,
looking to get you to regenerate.
No, I'm not going to check out. I mean, I'm going to go. Listen, if I lose, I'm going to go down swinging. I will still do all the research, which today's research was about 9 seconds, to be honest with you. No, I'm just teasing. I will take this seriously. I will not check out like I do with fantasy football if my team's not good.
All right, let's get some other calls in here. Mike is calling from Rumson, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Mikey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good afternoon. Before I get started on the Jets, I just want to give a shout-out to my guys that listen to The Fan all day over at Empire Hyundai in New Rochelle. So I just wanted to say hello to my bosses, Keith and Solomon. And I just wanted to tell you, we listen to the show all day there.
We appreciate it. We're not selling
cars. That's awesome.
And I just wanted to say, with the way the Jets have drafted and the way that there's not really a true franchise quarterback coming out in the draft, do you guys think that they have any chance, as the staff is constructed right now, to even teach a top five pick how to play quarterback? That's the real question.
No, sadly, I don't, but...
I guess that's the short answer.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah.
Which will probably suffice for all of us. I mean, listen, for me to say that, yes, I have unwavering belief in Aaron Glenn's ability to take a 22-year-old kid or whatever, whether it's Moore, Mendoza, and, you know, help him assimilate to the NFL... I can't possibly say that. Now, I can't say that he can't grow. I won't say that he can't possibly grow into the role, but he's a defensive guy. His team is winless. He's having fights with the media. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's ideal. And then the OC, Engstrand, is not even doing a really good job. So it's a common thought, and it's not an unfair one.
What I will say, though, is I believe Aaron Glenn can be a leader of men. And I believe his mindset and temperament as a coach can be beneficial to a young kid coming in, whether it's this market or another. Now, offensively, no, I don't. Although Engstrand, people were talking about him like he was some kind of guru after week one.
After
all of a sudden,
it's
like, get him out of here, everybody sucks. Mm. So maybe with the head coach, especially it'll be year two, and an offensive coordinator who at least showed in spurts, maybe he's got some potential. Like, I don't think it's as bad as it was in prior regimes, the way that it was set up with Bowles, just being the defensive guy.
Yep. Gase was offensive, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, obviously Robert Saleh, disaster. Yep. So I don't think it's as bad as we may think, but I still don't trust that it's going to be the right recipe.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, because that's a question that we're going to get into a lot as we get closer and closer to the draft, which is still a while away. But we know the Jets will be picking very early and that they'll be picking a quarterback. So to me, these are different things. Like, if the Jets... Well, how many wins do you think they're going to get? 2-15?
I actually think
right
now. I think they're going to go winless.
Oh, my God.
Maybe one.
Okay.
But if I had to bet, I would bet winless.
Okay. I would bet one or two. I would be stunned if it's zero. But, I mean, it's only one or two away from what I think they're going to do. So it's not like it's crazy.
I was so discouraged after watching that game against the Panthers.
I thought they were going to.
I know you didn't think they were going to win. I thought they were going to win.
I know you
did. And not only did they not win, like, dude, it was an atrocious football game.
They're inept. And inept teams could go.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I don't think they will, but I hear you. And I only ask the question because, like, if the Jets go, let's split the difference. I think two, you think zero. Let's say the Jets go 1-16.
Okay.
Imagine the Jets going with a young quarterback, say Mendoza, who I like the most right now, and into year two with Glenn, coming off a 1-16 season versus maybe a 3 or a 4-win season with a few of those wins coming at the back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Into the schedule. What does it really change? Not a ton, except a little energy and a little perception. Like, if they win one game this year and they finish on a 7-game skid or a 6-game losing streak, even though the new kid wasn't a part of this, you know, this year, think about the stories that are going to be written about the Jets during training camp. Is Aaron the right guy? And then if they start 1-4, which they probably will with a young kid at quarterback, it's off the rails right away. It's just, I don't know how you build a good situation for a good quarterback, a young kid next year, and Aaron Glenn's still a part of it. It's hard for me to think that right now.
Roger's calling from Comac. What's up, Roger?
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
I called last week. I kind of ripped the owner. And listen, I don't take any of that back. I think he does need to sell the team, but that's not what I'm calling about today.
We all do. Okay, he's not.
I think we're at a point in the season where it's no longer about winning games. It's about seeing who you got and who you don't got on the roster, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have a number two and number three wide receiver. We don't have a quarterback. We don't have a Sam and Will linebacker. We don't have a depth at defensive end. I'm good with Aaron Glenn coaching this team. You can dissect every word if you want, but I see a guy that took a chance on Fields and it backfired, you know, whatever. Dump Fields next year and find another veteran. Maybe Cousins or Brissett next year. I don't know. The defense and special teams are doing good. No sense in blowing it all up because your offense sucks in year one. I mean, Dan Campbell, he dumped Anthony Lynn after year one in favor of Johnson, if you remember that. Now, all due respect to Joe B, but this is not the time to see what Brady Cook can do. Let's not play checkers with the season. This ain't a video game. We need to see if we have a number two and number three wide receiver.
They don't.
You're not going to find that out with an undrafted rookie quarterback.
But Roger,
Tyrod, the rest of the year, if Tyrod goes down, sure, let's see Cook. But otherwise, you don't start Cook because you got other needs. Now, I don't know if fans even realize that Tom Brady, Tony Romo, Sam Darnold, they all threw for over 2,800 yards their first year as a starter, right? Brady had 18 TDs to 12 interceptions.
Yeah.
Romo, 19 TDs to 13 interceptions. Darnold, 17 to 15 interceptions. The difference between them is Brady sat a year and had Charlie Weiss as his OC. Weiss was a successful OC for the 3 years that he was with the Jets before going to New England.
Agreed.
Romo sat 3 years learning under Sean Payton and Parcells. Sam Darnold, he had Jeremy Bates, who was an OC for 1 year with Seattle, but then he was handed Adam Gase. Are you kidding me? That's no wonder why the kid had no success in New York.
Roger, and thank you for calling.
Thanks,
we're wrapping it up here. You gave us some good stuff there. Remember, too, Joe Douglas had the chance to pick Sam Darnold versus Zach Wilson. He chose to go away from Sam Darnold.
Yeah, he did.
But that, he could have kept him and selected somebody else. That was a conversation.
Yeah, remember he told Darnold's parents, I'm going to get him some protection on the O-line?
Yeah.
I was surprised. I think he got a third for Sam. I could be wrong, but I remember whatever he got back in the trade for Sam was actually very surprisingly good in terms of, like, capital.
Well, at that point, we all kicked him to the curb already. We're excited about the new shiny toy.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. Yeah, I think it was third, if I'm right with that. I'm surprised he got that much. He didn't get, like, a fifth or a sixth, what I'm saying. Yeah, there's been so many missteps with this team. Where do you start?
Somebody competent, and I'm not trying to knock Joe Douglas here. It's over. He's irrelevant now.
Yeah.
Here. Somebody competent could have came in and said, we got it. Mm-hmm. I got this. Mm-hmm. You got the right quarterback here.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the most of him.
That's true.
And they didn't. They came in and Darnold saw ghosts and Gase was a disaster. Remember, too, Gase was in part because of Douglas.
Peyton, right? Peyton Manning. Peyton weigh in on that, too?
Peyton got Douglas in here, Peyton got Gase in here, but then there was a Gase-Douglas tie-in as well. Didn't Gase want Joe Douglas?
I don't even remember
The timeline was all convoluted.
I know the timeline was messed up. It's never normal with
but
them.
But the point is, multiple regimes had an opportunity to keep Sam Darnold. One regime got fired, and then the next regime with Joe Douglas had a chance to say, you know what, I believe in this kid. Sam Darnold was going to be the one who got away. He's a competent quarterback.
Yeah,
he is. Geno, whatever.
Yeah.
Zach, obviously, is awful. Sam Darnold, and people at the time loved him. And now you're seeing him have success with multiple teams afterward. BT and Sal, Player to Watch, is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future. Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo. I'm looking at Josh Allen, BT. You touched on this before. You guys talked about it with Costos. I mean, Bills here, they got to come back and get a big win. They have to have a big performance on the road. I want to see MVP Josh Allen go out there and carry his team. I don't care if their defense is subpar or some of the other issues. The feel is that New England has surpassed Buffalo in the AFC East. And if Josh Allen doesn't carry his team to a big win over the Panthers, that feel might become even more of a reality.
Yeah, interesting. They're a tough team to evaluate because we can't separate how good they've been, even without a championship, these last X amount of years. I think this is going to sound odd, but I think if the Bills were bad last year or average and we were just evaluating them this year, I think the analysis would be pretty biting. I don't think they're that good this year. I think Josh Allen's one of the few great things, and I love the guy. I wish he was my quarterback. I would go to battle with that guy every day. I love Josh Allen, but I think it's a bad team or a weaker team in too many spots. That's a good pick. You know, hey, if he doesn't carry them to wins, they're not going to be many wins the rest of the way, to your point. All right, I'm going to go very quickly. I'm going to go Daniel Jones. I haven't done this yet this year. Now, I know they're playing a team that they're supposed to stomp, but, you know, Daniel Jones is a couple of big games away from putting up a season that on paper is going to look like, you know, 30-something touchdowns, 42-something 100 yards, 500 rushing yards. Basically, the kind of season that could vault you into the back end of the MVP conversation. He'll never win it, but you know what I mean. And the Titans are the kind of team that you should do that against. Go for 300 yards. Throw three or four touchdowns. Just destroy Tennessee. Let's see it.
I think it's a good pick because I don't think that there's a way the Titans can compete in this game without mistakes from Indianapolis. And maybe this is a little bit of a slip-up. Daniel Jones, the Colts feeling themselves a little bit, potentially a trap game. Division games can be difficult. I wouldn't expect the Colts to lose that game. I'll tell you this. I'm not going to
me neither.
I don't think I'm going to pick them in the knockout pool. And I did pick the Titans plus the 14.5 points. So that's a lot, dude. Two touchdowns. Two and a half touchdowns like that, that's insane.
I don't have the evidence to support this. It's more like my recollection. I feel like so many times, and you might win this, where I've been like, this is not college where you got Akron getting 40 points against Alabama.
I always lay the wood the other way.
Yeah, I mean, it's an NFL team and anything can happen. So I'm always like, man, 14.5 points, that's a lot. I just, with the coaching change, I feel like, how many guys are dialed in that building when they're looking at the Colts defense in the eye? I think they're I could be wrong. I think they've checked out. I think the Colts whack them, but that's why betting is hard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.